What's up? What's up? This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic? Yes, What's the Topic? And I'm glad you're back again. We are back here again. Yes, we're going to be doing this together. You know how we do it right here. We are family. You are family. So when I'm saying we, I'm talking about me and you. I know I feel like singing now, but I'm not going to sing. No, I'm not going to sing. But I can still do it for you. Like, yeah, hit the note, you know, maybe hit the note. Okay, yeah, let's not go there. Yeah, like, it's a long story. It's a long story. So, this is your boy Fearless Eagle right here for another session, another show, another awesome, amazing, amazing, amazing day. If it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good evening to you, good evening. If it's good night, good night. Yes, good night to you. But not good night now. Good night after you listen to the show. Yes, you need to first listen to the show. And then you can think about going to sleep, you know, things like that. Yeah, so that's what's gotta happen. That's what you gotta do. So you can go to bed now. Yes, we first need to deal with what's the topic, you know. Do the most, and then after doing the most, we can speak about everything else that you need to host. Yeah. So today's topic is Eminem is gay. Yes, Eminem is gay. I know right there, the statement itself, you're like, okay, Eminem is gay? Like, for real? Are you really talking the truth? So is Eminem gay? Yes, that's what we're going to look at. How did Eminem become gay? Did he come out of the closet? Like, literally, what happened to Eminem? Is he really gay? What went wrong? Or, in fact, how long has he been hiding that he's gay? That's what we're gonna look at, eh? Hey? I know, it's juicy stuff. It's actually interesting things that you wanna know. So, Eminem is gay is what we're going to be talking about. And yeah, stay tuned. You're going to get a lot of information, a lot of interesting things. But before we do that, I'm going to give you an awesome jam titled Drake by Jesus Lil Brother. Yes, enjoy that.
They always ask why it don't faze me. Why it don't faze me? Cause I'm fading in and out this life. Yeah, I know I'm in the body though. But my mind on heavenly life. My Lord is safe, but we await thee. We await thee. What's his name? Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord, you're the truth and the light. I only get it right fixing you in my sight. You the groom, we Christ the mediator. Who gave himself as a ransom. He gave up the ghost. Tell him nobody take it from him. Authority to lay it down and pick it up again. This command he received from the Father in heaven. Get back his people was the plan. First the Jews, then the Gentiles. Gave it as a free gift. Arrogance get you cast down. His mercy and patience will one day fade away and be replaced by judgment. Following the second coming. Pray for those who start from nothing. I can hear your spirit grumbling. My people thirst for God to walk in darkness, so they stumbling. First, forgive yourself, cause it's all a test. He has removed your sin. Far as the east is from the west. Why it don't faze me? Why it don't faze me? Cause I'm fading in and out this life. Yeah, I know I'm in the body though. But my mind on heavenly life. My Lord is safe, but we await thee. We await thee. What's his name? Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord, you're the truth and the light. I only get it right fixing you in my sight. You the groom, we be wrong. There was 10 virgins, 5 foolish, 5 wise. They stole oil in the chamber, the foolish didn't supply. Decided to ask the other guy how much to get me by. 5 wise reply, I ain't got nothing you can buy. It's 12 a night, I need the light. The bridegroom was who I bought it for. You gotta be more careful, go get more down at the store. 5 foolish said I go, but coming back, they moving slow. Okay. Groom arrived and locked the door behind. I said, blessed is the person that keep going through hard times. A crown time will await. He wiped the tears off your face. Can't throw my only ticket away out this place. And can't think that I can sin, cause I'm covered by grace. Why it don't fade? Cause I'm fading in and out this life. Yeah, I know I'm in the body though. But my mind on heavenly life. My Lord and Savior, we await thee.
Hey, what's going on? This is Adam Gilley, and you are listening to Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Yes, welcome back. You know, we're still here. I'm still here. You're still here. We want to do it real, keeping it real, keeping it active right here on Active FM. I hope you really did enjoy that track, that tune. The awesome, amazing jam, because I did. Yes, I definitely did. It was titled Drake, and the artist is Jesus Little Brother. So I really do hope that you enjoyed it. Now, this session, we're going to be taking a look at the latest news on what is happening to Eminem. And then the big question. Yes, you know the big question. Is Eminem really gay? Yes, that's the big question. That is like literally juicy stuff that you wanted to find out. That's why you clicked on the show. You're like, Eminem is gay? Is he really gay? What went wrong? Like, what went wrong? Like, what seriously went wrong? I know that's some of the questions that you have, you know, about Eminem, like, yeah, you know, all the gossip and all those things that everybody wants to know. Yes, so jumping into the latest news. Yes, you know, the latest news about Eminem, because everybody wants to know what is happening with Eminem, what's going on with Slim Shady, you know, all those things. We all want to know, you know, in terms of their lives and everything. So yeah, rapper Eminem obviously rose, you know, to fame with his 1999 album, the Slim Shady LP, and that actually won a lot of Grammy awards, you know, and you know, the Grammy award for best rap album, you know. And since then, it has been the best album, and he has released, you know, 7 more albums, you know, winning many more awards along the way. And Eminem also stayed in the film, you know, 8 Mile in 2002, so he has actually achieved a lot of things. So very interesting. It's very interesting. His song Lose Yourself, you know, for the film, won an Academy Award for Best Original Song. So Eminem has done the most. If you look at his lifetime, his journey and everything, there's a lot of things that have came, you know, from Eminem and all the stuff. Now, just a couple of things, you know, like latest things, so that you know what's, you know, happening and popping and everything in Eminem's life and all the stuff. And you know, Eminem has a daughter, and Eminem's daughter, you know, her name is Hailey. So in case you didn't know, now you know. So Eminem's daughter Hailey gets ready for summer, you know, as there's some interesting poses that she pulled on social media and all the stuff. So there, by their side, it's basically summer, you know, they heading into summer. Unlike us, on our side, we heading into winter. We don't like winter. Winter's really cold for us here. So we don't like winter. But yeah, for them, that side, it's summer. And there was like some disturbing images that she put up, you know, in bikinis and stuff like that. So yeah, it was like, what is she doing? What is she doing? And obviously, Eminem wasn't happy and all the stuff. So yeah, some of the things that, you know, the artists actually do go through. And then Eminem, you know, Eminem also has an adopted daughter. So it's really interesting. So he has actually adopted a daughter. So Eminem's adopted daughter says she's finally reached happy, you know, a happy place, as she marks her birthday, which is 28. So her 28th birthday. So she's actually reached a happy place. And that's great information right there. That's great news, you know. It's also great news for the father, which is Eminem as well, you know. So, yeah, that's actually awesome stuff. And another thing is Eminem, yeah, you know, has another daughter. Now, that daughter is described as the forgotten daughter. Yes, Eminem is, like, it's not just two daughters. There's a lot of daughters, you know, that are in his life. So, Eminem's forgotten daughter, her name is Elena. So, Elena's, Eminem's forgotten daughter. Now, Elena's wholesome life, you know, with Smitten Bio. And obviously you got your brood of dogs that they have and all those stuff. She, yeah, she's actually out there, you know, living an awesome life and all those things. So from the last time they met and everything, she's actually living an awesome life. You know, she's living a life where she's happy as well and all those things. So that's what's actually happening, you know, in that direction, you know, concerning daughters and all those stuff. Family wise, if I can put it that side. So that's what's happening in his life. And then you have your other side, you know, Eminem's fans. Mm-hmm. So, what Eminem's fans, there's like rumors going around, eh? Eminem's fans actually fear he's dead. It's like crazy things and interesting at the same time. So, Eminem's fans actually fear that he's dead. Yes. As in R.I.P. Eminem. Yes. Yes. They actually fear that. And there's like, you know, rumors and there's like trending tweets on Twitter. Yes, there's actually trending tweets right there on Twitter in terms of him being dead. So there's like RIP Eminem, things like that. So yeah, that's what's happening at the moment. And hey, really interesting things, eh? Really, really interesting things. Now, there's other drama that has happened in Eminem's life that, you know, we can't disclose on what's the topic because it's too graphical. Yes, it's like graphical. It's the graphical side of Eminem's life. I would say disturbing. Yes, for some people it's disturbing, but it involves, you know, Mariah Carey and Eminem. So there's like some terrifying news concerning the two. And yeah, hey, yeah, let's just leave it there. Let's leave it there. I don't even want to get into the details and all those stuff. But now, yeah, just something that you should know, you know, before I hit you with another break, you know, and then we come and speak about, yeah, Eminem, you know, being gay and everything. So, one more thing that you should know is Eminem's battle with pills, overdose, and weight has actually, you know, decreased. It has actually went, like, before. He actually used to have a problem with overdosing, you know, pills and, you know, his weight and everything. So it's now 12 years. And, yo, it's actually good news to say that he hasn't been battling with stuff like that. So that's actually a good thing. That's a really good thing, yeah, for him, from his side, and, yeah, for the fans to know. So that's what's happening on his side. But now, I need to go into a break, give you a break, give you a song that you're going to enjoy. And then after that, we're going to speak about, is he really gay? Or what's happening? And then I'm going to add an extra thing into the topic. So here's a song called Infinity. And it's by Jesus Loves Electro, featuring Mitch Wong. Yes, enjoy this track.
I look to the stars in the night sky, and I realize, no matter how dark, you're still burning bright. It's gonna be alright, it's gonna be alright. There's something amazing about you. Ooh. I look to the stars and I realize we'll
Oh yeah. Welcome back to What's the Topic. I'm not gone. And I know you enjoyed that. Yeah, it's by Jesus Electro, you know. Jesus loves Electro. It was the good music, yeah. So I really do hope you enjoyed that track. Yes, it was by Jesus Loves Electro. And the title of the song was Infinity. Infinity, featuring Mitch Wong. Now, is Eminem really gay? Can I be honest? The truth is, Eminem is not gay. Eminem is not gay. So for anyone who was wondering out there, is Eminem really gay? Like, what's happening? Did he really come out of the closet? No, he didn't come out of any closet. And he is definitely not gay. Yes, Eminem is not gay. And yeah, for some of you, there's going to be some relief to find out that Eminem is not gay. So you're like, whoo. Yes, at least he's not gay. So yes, Eminem is not gay. He's perfectly fine. He's straight. He's everything that... Yeah, he's normal. Let me just put it there. He's normal. And yeah, so now, what is the extra thing that I wanted to say? The extra thing that I wanted to involve in this show is, what should we all focus on? And what is our real purpose according to the Bible? You know, our real purpose in life. Now, reality. Like it or dislike it. Love it or hate it. Reality is, we need to be focusing on God. We need to be focusing on what the Bible says we should do here on earth. I mean, there's a lot of great things that we're supposed to be doing, that we're supposed to be focusing on. And if we're not focused on those things, we are literally wasting time. I mean, God has placed a purpose for you right here on earth. And reality is, Eminem as well knows it. Eminem as well knows it. And obviously, they have your industry, you know, your industry with Sony and everything, your Illuminati industry, they all know it very well. Yes, they know it very well. And most of them, they try and hide it. And then you get those that are like out there, they're like, I don't care. I really don't care. I'm just going to expose it. Put it in your face. Whether you take it serious or you don't, it's your own problem. At least I did it. I put it in your face. And whatever you do with it, it's up to you. So that's what some of them do. But now reality is, we need to focus on the Bible. Even like I said, Eminem and them know that you need to focus on the Bible. That is the number one thing. God came, he died for us so that we can live in victory. We can live a life that he wants us to live. He desires for us. That's what we need to be doing. And that is the awesome, amazing thing about our life. So, for myself, I know, like, that has been a lot of things. It was interesting because you wanted to find out, is he really gay? You know, things like that. And yeah, he's not gay. According to the Bible, you need to focus on the word. And Eminem, obviously, Eminem gave his life and everything. Not to Christ. He gave his life to the devil. He sold his soul. That's what he did. So we need to be doing the opposite and focus on Christ. Tell people about Jesus. Plus, the times that we live in are very tough. I mean, the devil is exposing himself. He's showing himself in people's faces now. Like, he's going out there and people can see him. So we need to make sure that we focus on the Lord, yes, and advance his kingdom. That's what we need to be doing. For myself, Fearless Eagle, I really hope you enjoyed the show. I really hope you learned something from this show. And do go out there and tell someone about Jesus. From me, if it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good evening, good evening. If it's good afternoon, good afternoon. If it's good night, good night. Now you can go and sleep. Peace out. And here is the last track by Lion of Judah called Joy. Enjoy.
Join the Active FM shows. Well, then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
Nothing in me or in anyone else. But through every trial, for every mile, I can say it is well.
Oh, well.